We're going to read in probably several places. Not going to read a whole lot, but we're going to read in several places if I can find them. We're going to start with Job, the seventh chapter. The seventh chapter of the book of Job. Like I say, we appreciate the privilege and opportunity to be here in the service. We're glad to have you that was able to come be in the service tonight. Just pray that the Lord will bless you, watch over you, care for you. If I can, I'm going to try to give you Job, the 7th chapter, Acts, the 17th chapter, Galatians, the 4th chapter, and then 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. I say several places, but not really going to read a whole lot, I don't think, tonight. I appreciate being here. Be telling you a lie if I told you I didn't want to be here, but I'm glad to be here. appreciate the goodness of God. I really do. Appreciate Him just thinking of me. We sing that song, I Can't Help It, every time we sing it. The Lord satisfied with me. He's got a verse there, and it says, and we sing it that way, all for man. Most people sing it for all man. There's a difference. Now, I'll be like a broken record on this. It just sticks with me. For all man and all for man is two different things. And it means something. Yeah. I believe the writer wrote that for a purpose. I really do. I don't know tonight. I don't know what we'll do, what we'll say. In one sense of the way, I ain't too worried about it. It's just good to be here. I need the prayers of those I love. And I'll say this, I hope that they love me. I really do. I don't know about you, but I'd hate for people to just hate me. Wouldn't you? And they, some of them, it does. Don't get me wrong. I don't hate them. According to the Word, I don't hate them. Bible says, do them good. Love them. Preacher, they hate me. Love them. You can love the hate out of them, if you will. You can. Bear with us. 7th chapter, book of Job, starting with the first verse, might be the only verse I'll read. Is there not an appointed time to man upon earth? Are not his days also like the days of a hireling? 17th chapter, I believe it is. Of the book of Acts. And I've read this to you just not too long ago, but I'm going to read it again. starting with the 30th verse. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. Galatians, fourth chapter. I'm going to start with the first verse. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. Starting with the first verse. It says, we then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. That's all I'm going to read. A lot more than I can probably ever get around to, as far as that goes, and don't know that I'll get around to any of it. There's, Lord help us, it's the closest thing I have tonight, and I'm going to have to wait just a minute. I don't know. I really don't. What to do, which way to go, in one sense of the way. You say, preacher, you read the scripture, you just take off with it. Well, sometimes you can. And sometimes you can't. There is an appointment. There's an appointed time for every man. It's what Job said. And you know, you go over into the 14th chapter, and Job asked a question. He said, if a man die, shall he live again? And he answered it. He said, all of my appointed days will I wait till my change come. He knowed that there was coming a day. There was an appointed time. And I'd like to stay around that if I could, and I'll get back to 2 Corinthians in just a little bit. But I mostly want to stay around that of an appointed. He said, is there not an appointed time for man? Yes, there is an appointed time. You know, people worries about the end of the world, and they worry about what's going to happen. And we hear all kinds of things about what's going to happen at the end of the world. But I want you to know that when you leave this world, your world's ended. Amen. It has ended. You know what you've done? You, as an individual, have met the appointment. You've met the appointment. There's a time, and I'll get back to that in just a minute. There's a time in the Old Testament, in the book of Proverbs, I believe it is, you'll find where the Lord told them, He said, when you cry, he said, I will not answer. I will not answer thee. I will not. Why did he say that? He said, because when I called, he said, ye did not answer. Ye did not answer. But he also said, there's coming a day, brethren, that you will answer the call. Brethren, there's something appointed. The Bible says it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. Brethren, that judgment has already come. It's already in force. Brethren, and that death, that first death, has already took place according to the Word of God. You've already met that appointment, but brethren, there'll come a day when this old natural man will die and you cannot change it, my friend. You can't do it. There's people today that wonders, why, preacher, what about all this they're saying that's coming before the end of the world? Don't worry about it. Thank God, get your heart right with God, because as an appointment, you're not going to change. These people are not worried about the wrong thing. And the truth of it is, we worried about the wrong thing. I preached on that the other night, and I ain't going to get into it. Didn't get too many amens, and I don't really care. You say, preacher, what do you mean? Brethren and sister, I want you to know you will not live in this world forever. Brethren, there's going to be a change. Yes, sir. This old man you looking at going right back down to the grave, to the dust. Brethren, but there's another that's going to be changed. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, I don't know whether I believe that or not. Die in the condition you're in, you'll find out. Yes, you will. You'll find out. You'll find out, brethren, whether you're a sheep or a goat, thank God. Yes, you will. There'll be no wondering. No, sir. There'll be no wondering. There'll be no guessing. Listen tonight. I would to God the church house was full. Brethren, there is an appointed time, and there's some things that God has appointed for man. Yes, sir. Why did the book of Corinthians say that if, he said, in an accepted time, in an accepted day, have I heard thee? They come a day, they come a time. That was an appointment. Brethren, he said, in the fullness of time, God sent his son. Brethren, that was an appointment, thank God. Yes, it was. Not just that, my friend, that was an accepted day. Not just when the Lord come into this world. Do you think, my friend, that it took God thousands of years to get things to a place, my friend, that he could send his son? Brethren, that was called the long suffering of God, my friend. Yes, sir. God suffered with man all down through the ages of time. He suffered with him. Yes, he did. Long suffering. Brother, the writer said, the New Testament writer said, in once in the days of the long suffering of God, when he waited, he long suffered. I'm going to tell you something else. You can believe what you want to. Most people do. But brethren, if you do the math, and according to the years, brethren, that God appointed unto man, it took Noah 100 years, brethren, to build that ark. I might be the only one who believes this, but I believe it and I'm going to preach it. Yes, sir. He said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, though his days be 120 years. I'll not always strive with flesh. No, sir. He said, hey, what do you mean, preacher? He is fixing to cut him off, my friend. New Testament writer said, when once the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, how long suffering was he? Brethren, he is 100 years. According to how man measures time, you say, preacher, he said 120, though his days be 120 years. He cut him off, my friend, because he was not going to repent. You tell me today, I'm going to say this. My friend, you tell me today that there's not an appointment that men's going to face. You tell me today, my friend, that there's not a time, brethren, that God appoints to a man the very day that is born into this life. Why did Job say all of my appointed days will I wait till my change come? Brethren, his appointment was in the grave. Yes, sir. He couldn't get out of the grave. There wasn't no way out of the grave. God, why does that song say all for man? Brethren, when Christ died and rose the third day, and sent back the Holy Ghost. Brethren, it was all for man, my friend. Yes, sir. It wasn't for himself. There's an appointment, my friend, that you're going to face. Yes, sir. I don't know. I don't understand everything. And brethren, sometimes that appointment comes quicker. Quicker than we really realize. And quicker than we get ready for. I don't care how long you've been saved. I'll promise you, when this man gets to drawing his last breath, it's fearful. It's fearful. It's best to die in the arms of the Lord. Glory! Amen. Glory! Hallelujah! It's got to be a plus, folks. Hallelujah. Old Crawford Greason said just the other day, he said, I wouldn't care if I died when I was preaching. And his daughter sitting over there, and she just looked and sighed. And I said, Crawford, everybody don't feel that way. You're leaving some behind. But I'm going to tell you something. I believe God takes you, my friend, while you're in the glory road. Hallelujah! He'll take care of the rest, folks. It don't matter. Woo! Woo! Glory to God! Why wouldn't you want to go? Thank God while you're in the Spirit. Preacher, you talk like somebody's fixing to die. The truth of it is somebody dies every minute of every day. An appointment. But God had an appointment. Yes, he did. In the time appointed. I read to you in more than one place. And in the book of Acts, he said, we was under the what? Tutors and governors until the day appointed. Yes, sir. The appointed day. Listen, folks, we're not under tutors. We're not under governors. Thank God we're under the control of the Holy Ghost, my friend. If you've been born again. Yes, sir. Why turn you again to the weak and beggarly elements of the world? Those things was of the law. Yes, sir. And the law could not redeem you. I don't care how good you was. It did not redeem Abraham. And Abraham was counted as the friend of God. Was he not? I believe if there's any holy people in the Bible, brethren, Abraham was one of them. I believe Moses was one. Isn't it something, my friend, that God took him, wouldn't let him go into the promised land, had something better for him? Hallelujah! Had something greater for him. Showed him every bit of it, Steve, before he buried him. Hallelujah. Woo! Don't tell me you can't see things. Sometimes people say, well, they don't know what they're saying. The truth of it is they probably do. They just seeing more than you do. Glory to God! Hallelujah! Folks, I want you to know, thank God I'm ready for the appointment. Woo! 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 I'll have to say it just like old Griffin Crumley did sitting beside me in a revival meeting, Stoner Chapel Baptist Church. We're singing, getting ready to leave this world. He looked at me and he said, I ain't ready. Little young preacher sitting there next to him, I thought to myself, son, if he ain't ready, I ain't got no chance. They finished that verse. They got on that next verse and he said, but I'm prepared. Yeah. Hallelujah! Woo! He was prepared for the appointment whenever it come. I really don't count myself as an old guy. I ain't got there yet. Leroy might have, but I ain't. My mother said something to me. One day she said, you just wait. She said, 80's different than 70. You just wait. I wasn't 70. I just looked at her and I said, I believe I will. Glory to God, I ain't gonna worry about it, folks, till I, woo, till I get there, thank God. Now listen to me. I believe you can get in a position where you're ready. I believe God gives dying grace. I do. My mother also told my two sisters, she didn't tell me, told my two sisters in January, she'd be 81 in May 24th. She said, I'll never see my 81st. Huh? I believe the lady knowed something. Yeah. Yeah. Robert, you know, she wasn't in that bad of health. You hear me? Do you know what I believe? I really do. I believe she got ready. Huh? She got ready. Folks, there's something to this thing. There's an appointment coming and you're going to meet it. It's going to come. It's going to happen. Preacher, I just wanted to sneak up on me. Some it does. Some it does. I ain't going to say it ain't. Some it does. Some of them catches them off guard. Does it not? I'm thankful for some things, Bruce. I really am. I'm thankful for some things that the Lord has let me see. Glory to God. Both naturally and spiritually. Yes, sir. If I've ever seen the soul of a man leave here, I've saw it. Yes, sir. You can't make me deny it. Huh? No, it wasn't you that showed it to me. Glory to God! Brethren, I might not have been looking, but thank God he showed me what happened. Woo! Woo! Listen, there's an appointment. But listen, can I tell you something? They come an acceptable time. They come a time accepted. Now you can believe this or not believe it. Brethren, sisters, they could not, I don't care how close they live to God. I don't care if they lived on the steps of the temple. Brethren, I want you to know that the soul of man did not have a hope until Jesus Christ came into this world and paid that sin debt for man. It couldn't happen. You say, preacher, you telling me that they all died lost? I ain't saying that, but the real truth of it is, my friend, they died without the knowledge. Can I say that? They died knowing it was coming, but it hadn't yet come. Abraham sought a city whose builder and maker was God, folks. He sought it in his day. Listen, I believe he got to see, brethren, a forepart of it in the slaying of his own son. Woo! 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 Glory to God! Glory to God! Hallelujah! Woo! They come in the accepted time. They come in the accepted day. A day when God would hear man individually, personally. Yes, sir. And brethren, that old proverb, where the fathers have eaten sour grapes and set their children's teeth on edge, my friend, was thrown out the window. Nailed to the cross. Hallelujah. Taken out of the way for the acceptable time. Thank God. Oh, 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 oh. In a day, in an acceptable day, have I heard thee? Ain't that what he said? I probably lost my place anyway. Yeah, I know y'all think I'm about high crazy, but I got news for you. I got news for you. My God knows me. Glory. Glory, glory, glory. Brethren, my God has heard my prayer. Woo! Do you know you can know? I thank God. I thank God for Rachel tonight. Using the altar. Huh? I believe that's where the Lord called her. Huh? Not only that, folks, I'm going to say this. She got an answer. She got some help. And I'll tell you something. Every one of us needs some help. It doesn't matter how close to God you are. You need help. Lord, Lord sent it. He said, in this acceptable time have I heard thee. Now, folks, he didn't say 10 months from now. He didn't say 2 years from now. He said, now is the acceptable time. This day is the day of salvation. Hallelujah. I got saved in 1970. Steve, I didn't know what salvation was. had no clue. No, sir. Did not know, Cody, what come with it. Woo! Woo! Folks, there's some garments that comes with it. It'll clothe you. Yes, sir. You won't be naked no longer. Ain't it good? Preaching didn't used to wear me out like this, but I get wore out too fast. Can't help that. Can't help that. Listen, the appointment's coming. Preacher, how in the world can you preach that? I'm looking at you, ain't I? You looking at me, ain't you? That appointment ain't come yet, but it's coming. It's coming. There'll come a day, we'll have a little service for you here. Glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. I can't help it tonight. I feel good. I feel too good to preach. And I'm just going to try to mind the Lord for a minute. For a minute. Do you know it's just a minute? Is it not? He told Moses, he took Moses on the mountain, did he not? Mount Nebo. Took him up there, showed him all the land. Listen. Beautiful. Beautiful. I can't help but to believe. The Bible says it was full of hills and valleys. We take too much for granted. And the Lord buried him. Bible did say, I think in one place, they searched for his burial spot and couldn't find it. That don't surprise me. Does it you? That just don't surprise me. But listen, folks, don't worry about Moses. There's people today looking for another Moses. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. I'm preaching to you, there's an appointment, and I'll promise you one thing. I don't care what men says. That appointment's coming. Yeah. It started the day you started on this earth. Whatever day that was, it started. Here it come. Here it come. We don't know what we'll face before we leave this world. Steve, we don't. We don't know the decisions that we'll have to make ourselves. I think about this quite often. I hope and pray to God I keep my mind. A lot of them don't have it. Preacher, why don't they just die and go on? That's what they ask. You hear me? That's what they ask. What am I doing around here? No good to nobody. Huh? Folks, sometimes you don't get to choose how you leave this world. You don't get to choose, my friend, how death comes up on you. Sometimes. I've seen men, my friend, that I thought the world of. They come down with Alzheimer's. Listen, They wasn't the same man. Never again. Robert, never again. His sister over yonder, Nella J., her husband, come down with it at a fairly early age. We'd be around revivals all around. She kept coming. She kept bringing him. You couldn't understand a word he said. She told me one night they had a little farm up there. Now, she said, we're going to have to sell it. I said, I'm going to have to get somewhere where I can keep a rein on him. Got up about 3 o'clock one morning. He's out there plowing across the fields. He had no clue he is in this world. You hear me? You say, preacher, you ought not talk about things like this. Is reality. This is where we live, folks. They can say what they want to about all this mess, but I'm going to be honest with you. There's an appointment that we're going to meet. And folks, sometimes we have no choice how we get there. I've wondered a lot of times about Brother Frank Owens. I ain't wondered about where he's headed. I ain't worried about where he is. Never did worry about that, but I've wondered a lot of times, Leroy. That man from about February to our revival, he mentioned that revival that year, one service right after another. I can't wait. I can't wait. Can't wait. He's looking forward to it. He's looking forward to it and enjoying it. I'm going to say he did. Yeah. I don't know that he knowed anything about he was going to leave that night. He had a good testimony, did he not? Yeah. Wonderful testimony. Huh? Yeah. Stay with the church. Thank God. And brother, tell you how good God was. How good he was. Folks, last words he said. Last thing he left with us. And brethren, God took him. I'm going to have to say he had a good revival. Hallelujah. Preacher, you ought not preach on things like that. Folks, there is an appointment that we will meet. Yes, we will. I hope and pray that we all get our request. You believe the Lord hears you? You know, it would be silly, it'd be wrong in us to get down and pray to God and to think that he wasn't going to hear us. Wouldn't it? If I didn't think he wasn't going to hear me, I just wouldn't pray. Yeah. I've thought a lot of times, my friend, let me go away. I want to finish with Moses and I'll hush. You hear me. I believe that the 40 days and the 40 nights that Moses spent with God, I believe they was wonderful. Eat no bread, drink no water. You hear me? You say, preacher, it ain't humanly possible. Book says it is. It's according to who you're talking to. Woo! 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 Spend about 40 days with him. See what it feels like. Yes, sir. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Folks, he didn't do it one time. He done it twice. Second time he come off that mountain, he wanted to see something. Yes, he did. I know what the scripture says. And the Lord himself told him, said, no man seen my face. Is that what he told him? Listen. He said, but I'm going to put you over here in the cliff of the rock. That ain't all. He said, I'm going to put my hand over you. Huh? He couldn't have stood it, Robert. Huh? Me and you couldn't stand, my friend, the glory of God. I'm talking about, thank God, the glory, glory, hallelujah, we couldn't stand it. This man wasn't built for it. Hallelujah, but I'm glad, woo, we get a taste of it every now and again. Oh, put my hand over you. Showed him his hinder parts. Woo! Woo! Folks, he saw something. It put a shine on him.
Yeah.
Did it not? Glory to God, the Spirit of God, woo, it'll make you shine, 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 hallelujah. Oh. I see a time in the scriptures where Aaron, his brother, and Miriam, his sister, they spoke against their brother Moses. And you know what they said? They said, doth God speak to Moses only? Did you know Moses didn't answer them? Glory, but God did. Yes, he did. He told them. He said, no man seen me face to face. He said, but my servant Moses, he said, I've not give him visions and I've not give him this or that. He said, to him I have spoken to face. It's in there. You wonder why Moses shined? Listen, buried him in Mount Nebo. Don't hear anything about Moses. He's gone. Here come another. Here come another era of time. The prophets came, did they not? When the prophets finished, there is 400 silent years. I'll not get into that. I ain't got time. But listen, when Jesus Christ became the rabbi, the master, he called him some fishermen, some disciples. Yeah. Did he not? He called them disciples. He took three of them one night, one evening, on the mountain. It's called the Mount of Transfiguration. Now you tell me, they couldn't find Moses' burial spot. Listen, Elijah left here in a whirlwind. Did he not? Elisha, he saw him go up. Did he not? Cried out and said, "What?" Another hand, his mantle fell to him, didn't it? Yes, sir, to Elisha. Listen. Lord took old Peter, James, and John on top of the mountain. And while they was on top of that mountain, here appeared Moses, is that right? And Elijah. Moses and Elijah. Old Peter, he said the right thing. Lord, this is a good place. It's good for us to be here. Let us build three tabernacles. I'm going to tell you something, and I believe you can search it out all you want to. I believe if God was going to build a kingdom in this world, naturally speaking, He'd let them build it. But He didn't. You know what God said? Jesus didn't even say it. God said, "This is my beloved Son." What? Hear ye Him. Hear ye Him. Why? He has the words of life. He's the reason, folks, that we're living in an acceptable time. And we are. That's the message. I ain't finished by no means. Lord help us. Y'all couldn't stand me. Y'all just couldn't stand me. These times I can't get the button shut off. I just can't turn her off. It don't bother me, but I understand. I hope you got something out of the message. I hope you got something out of the service. It's been a good service from start to finish. Preacher, there ain't too many of us here. I'll tell you what, us that are here, we just going to have to pray, God, send us more workers in the vineyard. We got them. I'm going to end on a sour note. I can't help it. Well, I can too. That's the message.